Begin the current Daf Masechta, the site of the Daf, begin with basic and taste master, to begin with the Gemara. So what happens is Nekum in the Olam. So whoever's Mezalzel is disgraceful until this time, he gets uprooted from the world. Which Tamil Re says it's a wonder to the Re, the Pirsh Rashi. According to Rashi, interpretation of the Pirsh that he explains that the reason is because the Olam of Chachamim, whoever violates the rabbinic halacha, which is what until this time is. Chayiv Misa is liable for the death penalty. As the Bach adds on the words, the Chsilik says in the Pazik, a Peretz Gedli Shechad Anochash, that if whoever breaches defense, which is what the words of Chazal are, then the snake will bite him. So the question might even until his dime. Why is this Allah said specifically regarding washing your hands? I feel called the Bechacham Nami, even all rabbinic law is the same thing. Why pick this one? But Tash, no difficulty is the Mahacha, because here the Gemara is telling us that if he mizalzim until his dime, the punishment is death. Well, Perek Meisha Yetzin, the Gemara Shabbos, we say the Unchainis, the punishment is actually poverty. Kedama, like the Gemara says, Shleish Dabam Mavidim as Adam Ladeanis. There's three things that bring a person to become a pauper, and one of them is a mizalzim until his dime. It's disgraceful if someone doesn't wash his hands. Now, when Perikos and Pasnik Mar, even if Chavavim Beis Meister Bekiva Sordi Bekiva Shay Chavish Beis Sukkim Achulu, he was locked in jail, etc. And until Ma'as, what should I do? Shachavich and Chayiv Olav Alem Misa. That I have to wash my hands, even though I have very little water, because this is something that my friends, my colleagues, made one liable for death for that. So what is this? Is it Misa? Is it Anis? So that says there, it seems the Zilzil Shemizalzva Tamid. Someone is constantly disgraceful for Nintendo. Then Unchai Kira, then the punishment is being uprooted, like we're saying over here in our Gemara. But it's together with that other Gemara that it's Al Yidei Anis, but it's specifically through poverty, the Kashim Emisa, which is more harsh than death. Al Yidei Nachash through a snake, Abenekam Oilin, and it gets uprooted from the world. That Masukla Gemara says, Maham and Bays. And the Sanhedrin of Samagilam and Al, called Mashata Shem Shemayim, Bedava Acha, whoever combines the name of heaven with something else, meaning some type of joining and not just Hashem, is Nekam and Olam, gets uprooted from the world. Whoever utilizes the crown of Terah, Nekam and Olam gets uprooted from the world. So Tess explains, it's not all the same thing that it's the Anias with poverty. Because that's not because these things are not mentioned in the list of those three things. Yeah, because elamisa chatufa. It could be because of a snatched death and a shona or a deranged death. Nipirabi. So therefore, it's not a contradiction. This we're talking about is person nekam olim specifically through anias. That's those three things. One of them is mezalzim to the sidayim. That's specifically someone that's mezalzim about tumid is going to have that akira through anias. But yeah, the other place where it says misa is if it's not constant. Someone's Baal Isha says, she's going to snatch him to the judgment of Gehenna. And so it says, it's also burned in the first Chagigah of Tesma Beis. Kala Baal Isha Ish, Vasra Baila, whoever cohabits with a married woman and makes a forbidden her husband, Nichim in the Olam, he gets chased away from the world. The problem is, it says, but it's a little bit difficult when they grow up and sit up in the Tesma Al. Some of the Gemara says, Habal Eishas Ish, if someone has relation with a married woman, Misas Bechenekis, death penalty is strangulation, and it says, V'yesh L'chel Kolem Abba, he has a portion to the world to come. And here it sounds like he doesn't. There's something that says, what you can say is, the Hasa Mary Kishas Tshuvah is Tumah, when he repented, Bachamash Pech Gimel, the Yavamas, on the Chavbeiz Amid Beiz, or some have it as the second Pech of Yavamas, B'yer Hechad L'hoylid Mamzer, where we said that if he didn't give birth to a mamzer, then the bar tshuva, who then is someone that could repent. And so if you repented, then yeah, then you'll have a chilul mamba. And it's a tshuva misur and dafka, and specifically repent with afflictions. Because I'm perikild gemosas and sanedav of kavzayim and av omad david. It's a kolochi nitra u gavra. That's it. The person's so chased away from the sin that they did. So amalei, it's a kabalecha yisurin. Except on yourself yisurin, and then you get a kapar. And like we're saying, the death penalty, which is strangulation, is like Yisurin, which the Bach adds on the words Im Tshuva, with repentance, because the Chama Muslim is Vad, meaning that whoever has death penalty, he has to confess first. And therefore, that and he'll have a Chedon Abba. Now, the Haid Amad, this that David HaMelech said, Nitra Min Olam, he gets chased away from the world. In other words, Min Olam, from the world, Im Oysa Abba, if it's with that sin. Because the Chachu Chama, Isha Sish Isra Al Baila, that's how severe it is. The Issa of Ishas is that makes her forbidden on her husband, Kamai Alachaisa Penuya, like when it's on his single sister, and he gives birth a Mamzer, that's from the Riva, therefore it's that severe. Or Inami, you could say, Hechad Lebo Lab Yisurim. When he didn't have Yisurim, then Nitra Ben Olam, then he gets chased away from the world. So it would be whatever it is, but But there is a way to have a chegel mabal, like we said, because Yisurim and does tshuva.